combining two technologies can often be cumbersome. On this podcast, you will learn how Citrix Technology Alliances are solving industry challenges and empowering people to unlock their full potential. Here is your host, tech columnist, podcaster, and best-selling author, Neil C. Hughes.
Welcome back to the Tech Fusion podcast. Now, if you're a tech enthusiast looking for how technology alliances have solved industry challenges or empowered people to unlock their full potential, this is the podcast for you. And in this show, I explore how technology can empower people and organizations to unlock innovation, engage customers, and be productive anytime and anywhere. And after learning that Nutanix was recently named five-time leader in the Gartner Magic Quadrant for hyperconverged infrastructure software in 2021, I wanted to learn more about how this global leader in cloud software and a pioneer in hyperconverged infrastructure solutions, I want to learn how they're making clouds invisible, freeing customers to focus on their business outcomes. But more than anything, I just want to learn more about the relationships between Nutanix and Citrix and how they complement each other. So today I've invited Gabby Baitler from Nutanix onto the show, and also welcome back Alan Fomansky from Citrix to talk about all this in much more detail. But enough from me. Let's get Gabby and Alan onto the podcast. So a massive warm welcome to the show. Can you tell the listeners a little about who you are and what you do?
Hi, I am Gabby Baitler. I am the Solutions Marketing Manager for Nutanix in the EUC space.
Excellent. Thank you. And Alan, obviously you're no stranger to the podcast, but for anyone that's missed you on previous episodes, you just tell the listeners a little about you too.
Sure. Absolutely, Neil. I'm Alan Fomansky. My official title is Principal Product Marketing Manager at Citrix, and I look after DAS and VDI solutions as well as analytics. I've been at the company over 14 years across a wide variety of roles, and very much looking forward to our discussion today.
Fantastic. Well, a big warm welcome to you both. And to set the scene, I'm conscious we will have a few people listening that are hearing about Nutanix for the very first time. So, Gabby, would you mind offering just a brief overview of the type of problems that you're solving for your customers with technology?
Sure. In order to give you a full perspective of what Nutanix solves in the industry, we have to go back to our inception. Our inception as an HCI, hyperconverged infrastructure company. And what we did was take the storage, networking, compute, and shrink it down into a single server instance that essentially got rid of the SAN technology, and that's hyperconverged infrastructure. Over the past 11 years, we've taken that ethos that we built simplicity in the enterprise data centers and expanded it out to hybrid cloud infrastructure, right? And what that means is taking the simplicity that we designed and the resiliency and bringing it out to different cloud providers like AWS and making it available to other solutions like MSPs and service providers and GSIs to be able to have a cloud environment that's homogeneous across all these disparate areas.
And from there, can you tell me the depth of your relationship with Citrix and why you feel you're obviously working better together?
Yeah, so again, we have to look historically at where we are, where we were with Citrix. So when we first came to market, we were looking at a use case to be able to help the industry. And it was a natural fit that VDI ran really, really well in the hyperconverged infrastructure. And we had a relationship with Citrix to be able to go to market with VDI. Coincidentally, 80% of our revenue in the first years that we were a company came from the VDI workload. So we're very familiar with this space. As we continued to expand our portfolio and grow within the industry, we partnered with Citrix to have an official relationship, right? And what that means is that we co-engineered together different components of the Citrix stack and the Nutanix stack. We worked together in a marketing standpoint to bring the messages to the market. in a unified manner. We do a lot of relationship between the support teams to be able to support our customers out in the field with a single call.
And Alan, from a Citrix point of view, can you tell me a little bit more about the kind of work that you're doing together and how relationships like this ultimately benefit your customers?
Absolutely, Neil. The Nutanix-Citrix relationship is a very important one and a very strategic one. And like Gabby mentioned, we go back years. Nutanix having pioneered the concept of hyperconverged infrastructure, that is a stack that lends itself incredibly well to VDI. And it doesn't just mean less space in the data center. It means greater simplicity, greater agility, and it empowers our customers to do more. Now, in terms of Citrix and Nutanix teams working closely together, we've worked closely together for years across engineering, product management, and various technical service teams to deliver real-world value at scale for our customers. And Gabby touched on some of the hyper-converged solutions and the benefits that has brought and continues to bring to joint customers. But we've got many additional capabilities as well. We worked on cloud solutions, being able to provision Nutanix clusters on AWS, for example, to enable true hybrid cloud or burst scenarios to the cloud. And these solutions support technologies like Citrix provisioning, otherwise known as PVS, which is well loved in the enterprise space to easily and efficiently provision, deprovision, and lifecycle manage thousands or even tens of thousands of actual VDA machines. So a lot of great collaboration there. And that's on AWS. I believe other clouds are coming soon. And if I'm not mistaken, I think it was in the fall of last year, 2021, there was a blog announcing the next generation of collaboration between the two companies in terms of Nutanix saying Citrix is a preferred choice for HCI hybrid cloud and multi-cloud deployments, and the other way around as well. And what that means for our customers is that they can expect even greater levels of innovation moving forward as the two companies take the relationship to the next level.
Fantastic. And Gabby, just to bring to life what we're talking about today and possibly help listeners understand how you work together and how it would work in their world, do you have any use cases, client or success stories that you might be able to share?
Yeah, we have several customers. And one of the ones that we like to highlight is a company that's very familiar to a lot of people in JetBlue Airlines. And one of the things that JetBlue did with a very disparate network, you can imagine airline industry having terminals and baggage areas and hangars and corporate offices in a very, very diverse set of locations. And what they needed to do was to give their users the same experience through Citrix that they, regardless of where they were in the world or wherever they were in the environment. So the two gentlemen that pioneered that and brought Nutanix in to JetBlue to solve that problem for the users at the endpoint ended up coming over to Nutanix and now are replicating that success over to other customers in our services organization. So it really speaks to the value that Nutanix brought to Citrix and that Citrix brings to Nutanix to be able to bring that into the market.
And Alan, is there anything you can expand on or add to that?
Yeah, JetBlue is definitely a marquee customer story there. When you think about an airline, and not just any airline, but a large US-based airline, I believe they serve something like 1,000-plus daily flights, over 40 million customers. I mean, this is a challenging and demanding environment. And if I recall correctly, the admin said it best himself, where he specified that I'm running my most mission-critical workloads on Citrix and Nutanix because I trust this platform, right? At the end of the day, I can sleep easy at night knowing that things are not just going to run, but they're going to run well and meet our needs today and in the future. So that's a fantastic story I'd recommend everyone to check out. But really, we've got stories across the board. If you look at any major vertical, any major geography, We've got great examples, great use cases, far and above and beyond what we can even talk about here. But I'd encourage everyone to take a look at our respective websites for these joint stories. On the Citrix side, you can just go to citrix.com/customers and search Nutanix. You'll find stories around finance, legal, healthcare is a really big one. So whatever vertical you're in, I'm confident you'll find some great stories and use cases that you can take back in your organization.
And of course, one of the traditional sayings in business has always been, you can only improve what you can measure. So just to back what we're talking about up here, Gabby, do you have any metrics or stats that you can share?
Yeah. So if we look at historically, migrating or bursting workloads into the public cloud used to be a multi-week, sometimes multi-month endeavor. And one of the things that Citrix and us have been able to put together was a demo and a test drive to show how you can burst 2,000 desktops into AWS in under 2 hours. And that is just incredibly powerful when customers are looking to burst out into public clouds. We also have various reports that show the ROI, that the payback comes in matter of months when migrating to Citrix on Nutanix. And that's all available on our Solution Citrix site to be able to experience.
And Alan, from the conversations that you're having with your customers, I'm curious, are there any trends in the kind of challenges that they're experiencing at the moment?
Yes, definitely, Neil. There's always different trends. And the latest trends that I've seen in customer conversations include a continued sort of understanding and realization around cloud technologies and how organizations can best leverage cloud to their needs, given a wide variety of workloads. Traditionally, we always recommend that you need to position your apps and what you're trying to deliver closest to the users as well as the infrastructure to really deliver that best possible experience overall. And of course, solutions that we have with Nutanix will allow you to do that, whether we're talking a public cloud vendor like AWS, or we're talking more traditional on-premises, maybe your manufacturing organization, and you really need things running in the plant. In terms of some other challenges we've seen, things around always increasing the need of user requirements, more graphical requirements, and there's great use cases and capabilities there to empower workloads through GPUs, as well as some of the fast storage capabilities that we have in Nutanix platforms and optimized caching that we bring to the table with Citrix provisioning technologies. So yeah, kind of some similar use case themes and some new ones as well. And this is all with the backdrop of the unknown and ever-changing IT climates across the world.
So Gabby, the same for you there, from the conversations you're having with your customers, are there any trends in the kind of challenges that you're seeing them experience?
Yeah, so not just what Alan mentioned, one of the challenges that we really see customers struggling with is this idea of hybrid multi-cloud, where they have a legacy environment and they now are either mandated or are required by some way to adopt a cloud platform. And it becomes another silo inside of their environment. The cloud team manages that piece and the operations infrastructure team manages the on-prem. And there are two different ways of managing and two different tool sets and two different everything for this environment. So what we see is in the Citrix workload environment, right, that becomes even more complex because now the infrastructures are different and the management of the desktops and the applications becomes different for each one of those. And you have different images that need to be managed for public cloud versus for your private data center. And the complexity just keeps adding on and on and on. So one of the things with our relationship with Citrix that we end up doing is taking that public cloud and abstracting it through our platform, right, through the Nutanix cloud platform. And now you can take that same image, the same applications, the same methodology, everything that you've done on-prem into a public cloud. Right. And for the administrators and for the users, there is no difference between whether they're running in a public cloud or they're running in a private cloud.
That's a great example of how you're both working together there. And Alan, obviously, you've both just given me examples of real world challenges that your customers on both sides of the fence are experiencing right now. So how is this partnership helping businesses overcome some of those challenges we've just mentioned?
Yeah, I'd be glad to give my personal take on it. Having been at Citrix for over 14 years now, I can definitely say that one of the key aspects in this area is you've got experts on both sides, some of the industry's foremost experts. So you've got Nutanix experts on the Citrix side, and on the Nutanix side, you've got some even Citrix CTPs, some of the elite of the elite Citrix technology professionals. So what this really means is that should problems arise, you're going to get a resolution. You're going to get ownership. You're going to get a great communication path. And I've seen this time and time again. It doesn't matter if it's from our consulting teams or it's a third-party partner that's coming in. You're getting great ownership, and we're able to really help the customer in any part of the journey. So that, to me, is incredibly key, and it's special in the Citrix and Nutanix world.
Excellent. And Gabby, what in particular excites you about the future of this relationship, where it can lead and the kind of problems that you can solve?
Well, what excites me most about this relationship is the tighter integration that we're working with Citrix to enable customers to deploy that workload. It meets their business need, regardless of where it is. I think that is just really bringing out the best of what DAS is for the customers. So to us and to Citrix together, DAS doesn't mean a single monolithic way of doing virtual apps and desktops. DAS means doing desktops as a service and managing what's important to the customer. And what's important to the customer is managing the desktops and the application. Right. With Citrix now being able to have Citrix Cloud Services, formerly CVAD services, in the public cloud, and have that be a greenfield environment. Having the Nutanix Cloud Platform underneath and abstract that engineering that exists between the two customers to allow the customers to manage what matters, which are the desktops and applications, really excites me into the future.
And Alan, just to bring this home, obviously you've been on the podcast numerous times now. Is there anything in particular that excites you about the future of this relationship and relationships with other partners too?
Absolutely. And I'll probably say a similar answer to what I've said on other podcasts, but I think it does apply. And that is the concept of automation, machine learning, definitely cloud, like Gabby mentioned. You know, when you look at cloud and you look at this, quote, infinite scale and infinite possibility, there's a lot of great use cases, but you need to make them real world. You need to make them applicable. And I think right now is a time where we're on the cusp of understanding those and putting those to work for customers on their terms, so that they can focus more on the strategic elements and allow the platform to kind of manage itself to a certain extent, and they don't have to get caught up in the day-to-day minutiae of the finer data points, right? If there's something that's notable, something that needs to be surfaced, the system can surface that, while at the same time ultimately allowing the teams to focus on the true workloads that need to be delivered, those apps and those desktops. So I think there's great possibility along those lines. The monitoring, the analytics, the automation, the ML and the AI. I think cloud's going to unlock a lot of these capabilities for us. And yeah, it's an exciting time. It really is.
Fantastic. And obviously we've been through quite a lot in a short amount of time there. So a lot of people listening may want to just find out more information about Nutanix and Citrix and the work that you're doing. To begin with, Gabby, where's the best place to find out more information on Nutanix and even contact your team if they've got any questions?
Yeah, the best place for Nutanix is to go to Nutanix.com /solutions/VDI/Citrix, right? That's going to be our central point for information and how to connect with us in this partnership.
And Alan, obviously Citrix is a huge website. Are there any particular blogs or any area that you'd like to point the listeners in the direction of?
Absolutely. I'd say start with the Citrix Ready program. If you go to citrix.com/ready, there you can search Nutanix and it will immediately bring up the joint page. We also have joint pages from an alliances perspective, Citrix and Nutanix. Rather than provide the URL, I'm sure you can just do a simple web search for Citrix and Nutanix and that will come right up. We're very active on social media, so check out our social media channels. And personally, if you'd like to connect with me, feel free to for anything Citrix and or Citrix and Nutanix. I'm most active on Twitter and you can find me at TechGuyAllen. That's TechGuyAllen. Be more than glad to help anyone out if you reach out to me directly.
If I can add one more thing, to get the experience of what it's like to be able to run Citrix in a multi-cloud environment, if the listeners want to go to Nutanix Test Drive Citrix, just Google that, and they'll be able to walk through the simplicity that we've put together through our joint solutions.
Excellent. Well, I'll add those links to the show notes so people can find you both nice and easy there. And also give that a try, Gabby. And although this is a tech podcast, I think, and you're both frequenting the world of complex technologies, I think one of the things that really stands out here is the relationship that you've got together and how by working together, you can benefit both of your customers there. It's incredible to have you on here. I can't thank you enough for coming on and sharing your story. But more than anything, just thanks for joining me today and taking your time. Thank you.
Thank you, Neil.
Thanks, Neil. Our pleasure.
There was so much I loved about today's conversation, from Scott's incredibly powerful personal story and looking back at the evolution of technology to where we are now, where a desktop and a suite of applications can be made available on any device. And at a time where one of the most challenging things for IT teams is managing the growing number of devices, desktops and applications, I also loved hearing how Leslie explained that Workstation Connect can simplify that management process. So simplifying that process, giving frontline workers technology that just works and gives them access to those suite of applications on just about any device is incredibly exciting. But I would love to hear more about your thoughts and experiences. So please email citrixready@citrix.com or tweet us at citrixready and join this conversation by sharing your experiences. And maybe, just maybe together, we can bring your ideas to life and help build the workspace of the future. So keep those messages coming in and I'll see you all next time.